A lot. Uh-huh. That's called a lot.
And what about a place, a fenced-in place out in the pasture, where you might could leave the cows overnight for milking?
What do you call that? You'd call that a...
Call it pen.
Pen. Cow pen, I really. Pen. Pen. Cow pen.
Okay. And, where do you keep hogs?
In the pasture with the cows.
Uh-huh. What about if you want to fatten a hog?
Put him up in a pen. You build a pen and put him up. Or set him up near a lot, either one.
Uh-huh. And, where did people, what would you call a building that you could use for keeping tools?
Tool shed, but we don't have one.
I see a lot of people have, you know, we call them tool sheds. Uh-huh. All these big planters have got a big, you know, the devil.
Some call them tractor pens. I mean tractor.
They call them tool sheds most everywhere. They're built for the tool shed.
Some call them tractor sheds, you know, when you have a shed for your tractor. Uh-huh. We don't have a shed for ours. We just have to put it in the yard. It belongs to my boy, but we use it just the same.
Uh-huh. Where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
In the safe. And a lot of times we'd put milk in a bucket and put a lid on it, and put it down in the cistern, a well, whichever one you're going to put in. And keep it cool, you know, keep it from souring. Mm-hmm.
What would that bucket be made out of?
What do you call it, zinc, wouldn't
that? Zinc, I imagine.
Some made out of aluminum, some made out of zinc.
Some made out of aluminum, some out of zinc.
These have old time way back, you know, wooden buckets, but they don't have them anymore. I don't ever see them. Old cedar wooden buckets, way back when I was a boy, but that's been a long time ago. My grandfather had my old wooden bucket, water bucket.
What would you call a farm now where they had a lot of milk cows? That
dairy farm.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use that word dairy to mean anything else besides that farm?
No.
What about where'd you used to keep potatoes in the winter?
In a potato house. Most people had a potato house. Uh-huh. We don't have one. Some call them potato cellars and some call them potato houses.
Some call them what?
Potato cellars. Some call them house.
Some people have a house that call them potato house.
People raised cotton around here, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me how they would do that.
Well, you break up your land in the spring of the year, and about April you plant it. Uh-huh. And then you have to grow your cotton plants, and then you put fertilizer on, and fertilize it, you know, so it'll make good. Mm-hmm. And then in the fall, in the late summer, early fall, you start picking it.
Mm-hmm. You talking about cotton?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we had to plant and work it, too. Now you get it planted and work it. Mm-hmm. Poison nowadays, used to do it when I grew it, but they do now, they got poison and everything now to keep some insect meat in it. Mm-hmm.
You know when you get out there with the hoe and you thin the cotton out?
Uh-huh, chop it.
They do in place, and a lot of people, they use the pre-merge and they don't chop hoe it. You know, just put something in the ground to kill the grass, but a lot of steel hoes.
What kinds of grass would you be getting out of the cotton field?
All kinds.
Crabgrass, Johnson grass, Moodle grass.
All kinds of in different places, you know. Some of them don't grow Johnson grass, and a lot of weeds in the delta.
What's that other grass, Murray? It gets up.